2021 Dumpster Juice Radio. Dez and BA Sports Talk. Man, been a while, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. Been a minute.
Been a minute, man. NFL back in this thing. What you reckon?
Rough.
Rough? Why you say rough? Your Steelers got to win. You should be feeling pretty good, man.
I'm talking about for the Titans.
Oh, man. It's sad. Didn't get started for us. Season kicks off next week for us.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all don't look good.
Well, you know, the league added that extra game, and we went ahead and gave that to y'all. Them 16 is ours. You don't know what to do with 17 games, man.
Just remember, the Tennessee Titans is on Pittsburgh's schedule.
Don't worry about that. Y'all always on our schedule. We not scared of y'all.
You don't gotta be.
Not scared of y'all. Y'all inflict no fear upon us.
We not trying to. We just playing. We just a Mike Tomlin-led team, bro.
You back on the Tomlin bandwagon now, huh?
Been on it. Never left. Ain't never got off.
So going to Sunday, you felt good about that game, right? Against Buffalo Bills?
No, I mean, I know.
I remember our chat beforehand. I'm just going to ask you on record, though. On the mic, you felt good about going to
that game. 6.5 points, I knew we was going to be a killer. When we getting points, you better stay out our way. Now, when we favor, you better duck, because we might blow up something.
Man. Y'all still a fan. Y'all feeling pretty good, man.
No, I'm really not liking our offense. It's nothing to feel good about.
Did you win?
We already knew we had a good defense going in.
Yeah.
My question marks was O-line and the offense.
Okay. So and how's the O-line, hold up for you?
O-line held up good.
Okay.
But I still have the same question marks.
Which offense?
Don't.
So, you good about the O-line?
I'm not.
It's one game.
No, listen to me.
It's a rebuild line.
I'm saying I'm still got question marks.
Okay.
They played decent enough to beat the Bills. The so-called AFC Championship this year that everybody crowning.
The juggernaut, Bills.
Bruh, they ain't never been that good. Even when they beat us last year, we was up the game. We was up in the game. They just took over the game late, and we lost. I just don't see them as that caliber. They're not the caliber of the Chiefs and the Browns. Browns is a good team. Browns are better than them. Wouldn't you say so?
It's one game.
But I'm not even going by the one game. I'm just saying, far as talent-wise, the Bills don't stack up. That's just talent now.
No, you talking about what, skill positions or something? What do you mean?
I'm
they
saying...
They got some clogs, man, on both sides, man.
Where?
They got some clogs on defense.
They got one good corner, one good linebacker,
and a quarterback. I actually like their secondary. The whole secondary. I like the whole scheme, I like it.
No, they play good.
Trey is a great corner, but I like the whole secondary.
So you're telling me that they're capable of going to the Super Bowl?
Not with their quarterback.
No. The quarterback is not their issue. Their team.
I'm not saying he's an issue. I'm just not a fan of their quarterback.
You don't like Allen?
No. Big arm.
Allen's a beast.
Big arm.
I like him. I like him.
Has he ever made a play under pressure for you? When it comes down to it, or is it always he's learning, he's young, he's going to get better?
He's 25. He's 24, 25.
Is it always he's learning, he's young, he's going to get better? Or does he make a play? Does he get in there and make you a Patrick Mahomes type play? Does he make a Lamar Jackson type play with the game on the line?
Nah, he hasn't done that. He's not doing that.
Look at the money he's making. Now, I ain't trying to knock his money. I'm glad everybody getting the money. But, B.A.
Nah.
Get you. What has he done?
No, he ain't done nothing. I'm not saying he done something. Okay. But why Lamar ain't paid then? I don't get that. Because this season is not going to be good. This season can only hurt him.
Hey, man, listen.
For a contract-wise.
All I can say in this regard right here, if you sign an NFL contract as a franchise quarterback, right, first-round draft pick. Oh, bottom of the first-half draft pick. Bottom last pick of the first round.
Yeah.
And you come out and you are now, you got your team in the playoffs every year. Now, knock it if you want to, but that's an accomplishment. That's team in the playoffs every year. Has a playoff win on his resume. He's a league MVP. What more you got to do to get paid if the man that ain't done none of that didn't get paid?
I don't know.
What you got to do?
Go rob the place.
Honestly, you can knock him for everything he's done.
Stick up.
What else is he supposed to do in that situation on his first contract if he can get paid and people like Josh Allen got paid?
But back to what we always say. I always say this.
What?
Why he go out there and play? Remember, we've been saying, remember when Dak shouldn't have never showed up?
Hold the coals on.
Dak, when he got paid, Dak shouldn't have never went to camp that year before.
Right.
He should have sat out.
Right.
Just like Lamar should have sat out.
What they going to do without him?
Just like TJ would have sat out.
Would have. And they worked it out.
And they worked it out. You think that Lamar Jackson had all the leverage.
All the leverage.
He had all the leverage. Like, I know we changing the subject, but he just, he had the leverage, man. He shouldn't have went out there. You got four running backs hurt. Just don't go out there and show up.
I am everything to you right now.
Do not. I'm not getting on this field.
Let's go ahead and work this out.
Because this season can only hurt him.
It can only go down. That's my point. It's like,
it can only hurt him.
It's like, he could go win the Super Bowl. Winning the Super Bowl would be the only alternative to anything else that happens this season, right?
Because he go to the playoffs, win one game, and get knocked out. Oh, that's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
And that's going to be hard this year. Because, like, even, listen, everything that they run and execute is all off of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
The movement, everything, the read option, that stuff is all based off him. It's not the running back that's the key.
It's the quarterback.
It's the quarterback that makes it.
Like I kept, like they said, your defense coordinator is going to tell your defenders to go to key on the quarterback, not the running back. They feel like even if the running back get the ball, they can just run him down. It ain't going to be too much damage. They're going to stop Lamar. Lamar's the key, so that play, yeah.
J.K. Dobbins. There's no difference in J.K. Dobbins than this guy they just started last night in the game. Gus Edwards.
Plug and play.
Just plug. You going to run. The yardage is created off the Lamar Jackson action. It's not the whole.
The system. None of that. It's the Lamar Jackson effect. What did he do?
When he fakes the ball and run out, and then that's where the hole comes in at.
Right.
Anybody can run that.
Let me ask you a question, man. Change the subject again. Last night, where he was getting hit, how you feel about that?
They see him as a running back.
I'm not talking about the penalty-wise or nothing like that. You're supposed to light him up to get a chance to hit him. I'm just talking about as your quarterback, he's in the air bounding around. He's sore today, bro.
It ain't even that. Those guys was going after that ball.
Yeah.
They was going after that ball. Yeah. Because just by him being so small, the contact is the contact.
Right.
You're going to hit him either way. Try to get that ball out.
Because he's already in his mind got to think to protect himself. And the ball is come secondary a little bit there, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah. And then he holding it out. Man. So.
And I don't want to knock the guy. Like, he's a quarterback, and he deserves to be a quarterback. He's earned that right. I don't care what nobody says. I'm not going to call him a running back and none of that stuff. I joke around about it. But, B.A., this kid is so dynamic with the ball in his hand in space.
Right, man.
It's almost like being a quarterback is kind of holding him back to me.
And even the two fumbles. You can't blame him for the two fumbles. Because they wouldn't even been in that scenario if it wasn't for him on the other passes and the touchdown.
Get them down. Yeah.
Like, you can't, even when he don't play good or don't end good.
The hope you have, he still gave it to you.
He your only hope. Like, what the reason why they was even in that game was because of Lamar Jackson.
Man, Baltimore Ravens fans, man. Y'all hear this, man. Y'all hear this guy? A diehard Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And I'm talking about he hates on y'all, and he definitely hates on Lamar Jackson. He in here talking about some good characteristics for Lamar Jackson. Something ain't right.
Nah, bro. Listen.
He sound worried. He sound worried for them two matchups he got with y'all. That's what it sound like to me.
Listen.
That's what it sound like. That's the meat and potatoes. He a little bit worried.
When we play the Ravens, Lamar Jackson going to be the best player on our team.
On y'all team.
You better believe it. Because he think the Raiders was getting out there with a front four.
It's going to be bad shape, B.A.
Bruh, come on.
Bro. That front seven, y'all ain't going to have no
problems. Bruh, come on.
Have no problems on B.A.
I ain't seen one yet. His MVP year, he couldn't beat us. Man. Three picks and three turnovers. I'm telling you, bro. I'm not worried about him. I just want the man to get paid.
So tell me this right here. How you feel about your Steelers, man? Honestly, I know you said you
Honestly, this is how I feel about the Steelers.
Okay.
We done had a quiet, sneaky little rebuild on that O-line. Five new starters.
Yeah, you didn't even know what that line just threw together.
Bingo.
In one game, so don't act like you know what you got.
What I'm saying, it's a rebuild.
Okay.
It's just a rebuild. I'm not saying they're good or they're bad. I'm just saying it's a rebuild. That whole front line. We got Kendrick Green, Moore. Those are rookies.
The man learned a few names, y'all. He been studying up. He been watching. No. He been watching little training camp videos on YouTube.
We got names. Listen, we got names that you've never heard of. That's right. All I'm saying.
Yeah, ragtag. A bunch Bingo. Of misfits. Yeah,
band-aided. Yeah, they stitched together. That's my question mark.
Did y'all beat the Buffalo Bills? The Buffalo Bills just stupidly lose that game. But not being aggressive enough, not scoring enough points when they had y'all.
Bro, listen, when you go to a hostile environment and win the game, don't no team give it away. You have to go take it. We took it on special teams. Yeah. We took it on special teams.
You block a punt?
That's the game.
I mean, I read a stat.
That hurts you, bro.
88% of the time, if you block a kick, you win the game.
Bro, that is like, that's the most crucial, or punt return, or kick return.
They said that's the most pivotal play in football. They said if you block a kick, man.
and you get the touchdown off of it, yeah, right after we just scored.
That's tough.
That's crucial, bro. That was the game. That was over.
That's tough, man.
But I'm going to tell you this here before we get out of my Steelers. I like my Steelers flying under the radar. Let Cleveland Browns have all the light they want.
Oh, so Cleveland your fall guy this year. It ain't Baltimore, huh?
Nah, Baltimore stink. Baltimore stink. And they probably going to beat us. But they still stink. No matter how good we
are. Which one are you saying? You talking about all sides
of the telling you this. We went 15-1. Into the AFC Championship.
It's 2021,
What team beat us? The Ravens. Yeah, I'm not worried about when we play the Ravens. It doesn't matter who's on the field.
The Ravens don't matter. You throw all that out.
When we play the Ravens.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that.
It's one game, man.
I'm just saying the Browns. The Browns are everybody's top pick.
Who?
Look, we're not in the top 10.
Because you're not a top 10 team.
I know that. I like that. That's what I'm telling you. We're not a top 10 team, but the team we beat is a top 10 team. So, I don't care about that.
Falsely.
Which one is?
Falsely.
Okay, bro.
But
you win.
Listen, no. I did not expect the Pittsburgh Steelers to beat the Buffalo Bills. Because I felt like y'all
offensive line. Nobody expect the Buffalo Bills to beat the Steelers to beat the Buffalo Bills.
But not because
Buffalo.
Not because I think Buffalo's a world beater. I'm not worried about Buffalo.
Because you don't think the Steelers are world beater.
Yes, and I definitely didn't think that y'all would be able to block enough to keep being upright with that new line. I thought the Buffalo Bills were supposed to be having this defense supposed to come in there and wreck shop, and that didn't happen. That's embarrassing to me. Buffalo need to be quiet.
But
Lil Boo, Thaddeus Kelly, if you listening, be quiet. Any Buffalo, Bo Gundy, Buffalo Bill fans, dead.
We're not a top 10 team, but the team that beat us is a top 10 team.
But look at this, man.
I like it, though, bro.
But this is new. That's crazy how they threw that in there, man.
I like it. I like when the Steelers fly under the radar. That's just the bottom line.
Anyway, man, moving on, man. Dallas Cowboys and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's a pretty good game, man. What is your thoughts on... Get to the Cowboy land. What's your thoughts on the Buccaneers?
My thoughts on the Buccaneers is Tom Brady. Like, I don't have thoughts on them. They got Tom Brady. They going to be there when the smoke's out.
Yeah.
Period.
Meet them there.
Meet them there in the NFC Championship game. But it's just, who going to be there to play them?
The Cowboys.
I ain't even talking about the Cowboys.
Not yet, my bad.
Because I'm finna tell you this. It's been 20 years I've rooted against the Patriots. And they won some Super Bowls and lost some. But you can count on one hand how many times you leave Tom Brady a minute and some change on the clock and he don't win.
Rare. You can't even remember.
And if I'm coaching and we ever come to that situation, I will die.
He's not getting a clock.
He's not getting time. Now, we might not score. We're not playing for the field goal to tie. None of that.
But I'm not giving him no chance.
I'm not giving him the ball back. And that's the way you got to play it. And he's the only exception to the rule.
Me and B.A. agreed on something here.
He's the only exception to that rule. You do not give him zero time on the clock.
That's it.
Not even enough time to throw a Hail Mary.
Man, do you realize when they were scoring over there, Brady was over there talking and running through the plays he was going to run. On the sideline.
I just, you can't leave time, bro. It's just, it is what it is. You can't leave the man time. And they keep doing it.
Let's say this right here, man. Let's say this about Tom Brady. The man is the GOAT.
I have no arguments.
The way he orchestrated that drive at the end, throwing the ball away.
Now, every time.
Man, the man knew what he was doing. The man.
One read. If it ain't there, throw it away.
Throw it away. I ain't playing around with it.
No.
I want what I want.
Because in my head, when that was going on, I was like, what are they doing?
Yep, me too.
I said, they might get lucky and sack and just blitz and sack it. They just couldn't. Like, he threw it away so quick, man. Like,
because he had that in his head. He knew what he was doing.
And I don't care what you say. What? The chicken, which one came first, the chicken or the egg?
Go ahead. What you mean?
I'm saying. The chicken or the egg. You know how they had that. Which one was first, the chicken or the egg?
Uh-huh.
Don't matter. Man, Belichick ain't did nothing in that.
Hey!
Belichick is not the man.
Hey, man. Belichick ain't nobody.
Belichick
ain't nobody.
Tom Brady even made his
Tom
career.
Tom Brady made his career.
And that's just what it is, bro. I see it.
I'm going to say this again. When the Patriots got Cam Newton last year, on that team that Tom Brady left, essentially they were supposed to be upgraded because they got rid of Brady for Cam Newton, right?
Mm-hmm. Man.
Didn't play out that way, did it?
Nah, bro, listen, I'm telling you.
Is Cam Newton going to get a job in Washington?
Man, Cam Newton, man. Listen, they starting that other dude.
Huh?
They starting that Hank, what his name is?
Yeah, but I'm saying, should Ron Rivera give him a job?
For what?
He done,
to be backup? That's why Belichick got rid of him, because he didn't want to back up. He felt like he would be a distraction as far as being a backup.
He a quarterback, he not vaccinated.
But that's part of it too.
That's a big part of it. And like,
you know, they can't depend on it.
And I think that's jacked up, but at the same time, if I own a team, if I'm a head coach of a football team, if you're Mike Tomlin today, you do not want a quarterback not vaccinated, do you?
That, listen.
Be honest.
They already got it with the federal government that you must have that shot.
If you are head coach of an NFL football team and your job is dependent,
you must be vaccinated.
So yeah, man, I agree. You gotta have a shot.
Yeah. It's like, you get to a point where you feel like it's my job or the shot. Which one would you choose in your right mind? Would you?
The job.
Yeah, I'm choosing the job.
Yeah.
Unless I just know I'm comfortable and I done made enough money to where I don't need this job.
Right. If you're trying to play in the National Football League,
then the league is bigger than one player.
Right.
It's no one.
And everybody else in the league has to say, oh, you don't want it? Well, I don't want to be around you.
You got to be isolated.
Yeah.
Because that's just what it is.
Yeah.
I really don't want to be around you because you're not vaccinated.
A guy trying to make his opportunity in the league, trying to cut his teeth in the league, on the bottom end of the salary, that guy ends up getting, you know, that guy's trying, it's unfair. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me.
Unfair.
I ain't talking about being political. I ain't talking about out in society in general. We're talking about just football.
Just football.
In the locker room.
In the locker room.
And so if we got to be in here together, and you're not vaccinated, that's an issue. That's a real issue, man. That's a real issue, man.
But that says a lot about your priorities, too.
Yeah.
Like,
let's move off of it, man. It's one of the things people get so caught up on, and it's like, there's no rhyme or reason. There's a lot of people out here still getting sick, still dying, still. It's a lot to deal with, man.
Now, I used to be one of them, like, I am not getting vaccinated.
Oh, I was anti-vaccinated. I was anti, but why?
It's not.
I simply ask myself, if whoever signs my paychecks decides to not sign them anymore because I'm not vaccinated, what am I going to do? I'm going to jump up and go get vaccinated, right? So at that point in time, there was no reason for me not to be vaccinated then, because trying to be all medical and be all political and be all this Facebook stuff, that don't matter.
It's a conspiracy.
Man, listen.
It's dead. Man, stop it, bro.
Stop it, man. Jacksonville. What's think about Sunshine?
Sunshine. I watched the whole first half of the game, and Sunshine, like, he was just making one read.
One read?
Like, he was just one
read. Tell me this right here. Sunshine was so good in college and so stuff, but I know the league is a bit of an adjustment. Do you think Sunshine already has his agreement and understanding with Urban Meyer that he's going out there and they just going to go out here and get pelted every week?
Oh, it's like...
Because to me, if I'm Urban Meyer, I think about this
right
here.
I'm going to be honest with you. What I think of the Jacksonville Jaguars, I think they're going to have a new coach next year. That's honestly what I think.
You think it's so crazy with Urban Meyer, so discombobulated.
I think Urban Meyer flat out don't know what the heck he doing.
He be looking lost, don't he?
He don't know what he doing, bro. You can see it, bro.
How about Tyrod Taylor on the other side of that, man?
I like that.
I like to see that, man. Even though it's crazy to Sean Watson, that situation there.
I like it, because he's just one of them old guys that bring their lunch pail and all that.
Just go to work.
And go to work.
I ain't going to argue, ain't going to complain, just go to work.
He doesn't care if he's going to start or back up.
He does.
But if you need me, coach, I'll be ready.
I'm ready.
That's what you want.
You got to appreciate a guy like that, don't you?
You got to appreciate a guy like that.
Puncture that man's lung to start the season out. Actually, that's crazy. Unbelievable with them charges. And he got his job took from him, like I said.
Yeah, but he had no choice but get that. It was happening.
What, his job?
Yeah, that was happening. That wasn't no brain. You didn't go out on a limb. That was going to happen.
Yeah, but I feel like start the season for him to, like the Justin Herbert thing and all that, then it just didn't make sense to me, man. Speaking of the Chargers, man, the Chargers came back. I thought the football team had them buried, didn't you?
Yeah, but same thing happened in San Francisco. Same game. Up 41-17, came back, made it look good. Just made it look good.
Made it look good. Wasn't really a letdown, a fall down.
I didn't think for 1 second that they was going to lose that game.
Hold on, time out. The Washington football team was up on the Chargers the whole game. Chargers came back and won that game.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so that was a little bit of reverse right there.
Yeah.
Didn't get to see none of the Seattle-Indianapolis game. None. I didn't.
Nah, I ain't see it either. I could have watched it, but I couldn't watch it and watch my Steelers, you know.
I didn't get to see it.
They was just on at a bad time.
Yeah. I don't know how Carson Wentz played. I didn't really. Did he start?
Yeah, he started.
Okay. So, same old Carson?
He played, actually. He played decent.
Jets, Wilson, the future.
Definitely a difference in preseason and regular season.
The future.
He's gonna be good, bro. He's gonna be good.
Why do you say that?
Huh?
Why do you say that?
Because he's just so smooth. It's like, don't really, like the way he played, don't nothing bother him.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
I didn't watch him.
He's not antsy. Like, he's just back there, he's smooth. He's gonna be all right. If they put the right pieces around him, stuff, I think he'll be good.
I never watched him.
He's definitely gonna be better than Darnold.
But you higher on Sam Darnold.
Nah, I never.
You was way higher on Sam Darnold than you are on him right on Wilson right now. Yes,
no,
you were.
I don't really.
Yeah, I kept telling you that dude.
No, I didn't.
Move on now, but you was on.
No, I don't really know much about Darnold to be high on him. I just felt like that he didn't have a fair shake.
Because he was in New York.
He have a fair shape, but I don't think he's going to be better than that guy. That's a definite talent drop.
Difference, yeah. Adam Gase.
Oh. What about him?
Like, what's his role right now?
Where is he at?
That's what I'm asking you. What's the role? Where's he at? Because he's been recycled so many times everywhere.
He's supposed to be a quarterback genie, a whisperer, all that.
But you got the first round pick, the franchise quarterback, not even with the franchise anymore.
Yeah, I don't
know.
That guy's a suspect.
This is something right here I have to say. This is the recycling of the same coaches in professional sports.
But that's a long story, too, cuz.
It's ridiculous.
The black ones don't get recycled.
I wasn't going to say it.
I'm going to say it. Because when you say it, it ain't saying much. But when I say it, it's different.
Well, how's it?
Because you always want to say black, white issues, all this. And I don't say it all the time.
So you agree with me on that one?
With that, the black ones, if they mess up as a head coach, they go back to coordinator, and that's it. No other chance of getting a head coaching job.
Done. The other ones, they recycle.
Yeah,
recycle,
they might recycle. Go here and get a
book. USC, college football, USC fired their coach. Yep. Week two.
Uh-huh.
How do you do that at college? How do you do that?
But see, the thing is,
how do you do as an AD? Like, what are you saying to the parents that just sit their kids in school with this coach?
For this coach.
How do you do that?
Why did they fire him?
Week two of a college football season. Now, he could be trash, all that. I get it. How do you fire the man week two when he just got all these freshmen? All these
Maybe he said something to the
something AD. You don't know about?
It's got to be something like that.
Because it can't be performance later.
Maybe he couldn't get along with somebody. And he
just had to go.
He had to go. Maybe it was an emergency. He had to.
I don't know. That's crazy to me, man. Cincinnati beats the Vikings. The Vikings has got to be one of the trash teams out there, NBA.
Because the Bengals beat them?
Just because of the way they've been not showing up ever since the whole Saints debacle. After they ruined the Saints, They signed Kirk Cousins all this money, and they've been going down here.
Maybe it's Kirk Cousins, though. Kirk Cousins played for contracts, bro. He gambled on himself and won.
He got him.
Yeah, and that's the last one.
He's a play from behind quarterback, those big stats that didn't get paid type guy.
Of course, not trying to check down Charlie.
His whole career is predicated on what?
Check downs.
No.
Yeah.
Even more than that. His whole career is based on what? One person helped Kirk Cousins' career.
Oh, that's Shanahan, bro.
Ooh. RG3 got hurt.
RG3 got hurt.
Kirk Cousins was a fourth round pick out of Michigan State behind RG3. RG3 was the first round pick. RG3 was a starter for the Redskins. RG3 got hurt. Kirk Cousins made more money in football than most people in the last 20 years.
Yeah, but he gambled. He bet on himself.
Yeah, I'm saying, but RG3 gets hurt. You don't know Kirk Cousins.
No, I mean, I get
it. That's just how it goes, man. Cook fumbled that ball for Minnesota, too, man. The Tennessee Titans, it's no point even talking about him. Kyler Murray is good, man. DeAndre Hopkins, along with A.J. Green, they might be a problem, man.
No, they is a problem.
But don't get so caught up on Chandler Jones, because he had 3 sacks, 8 minutes left in the first quarter. No. Taylor Lewan coming off a knee injury.
No, we not caught up
in trash.
But do you think I'd go play another down with him?
John Jones?
Yeah. He been mad about a contract.
Dude, he had 5 sacks.
What can you do this next game?
He can't do nothing else more than what he did.
What can you do the next game?
But hurt yourself. But go down.
Right. So
get hurt, get nicked up.
Just go ahead and hold out and just pay me. Or trade me.
The whole team's over there talking about the money.
His trade value will never be as high as it ever be right now.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, man. San Francisco and Detroit?
I know people are sick that took the 49ers, 8.5.
Yeah.
And they cut it to 8, yeah. Killed the spread.
Killed it down.
Killed the spread, like, when they didn't even have to do that, bro. And I never thought for one time that Detroit would win that game. It just was, I don't know.
Had a chance down the end, though. Had a chance down
the end. Had a chance, but a snowball chance in hell.
Jalen Hurts looked pretty good for the Philadelphia Eagles, man.
Jalen Hurts, just keep proving all the naysayers wrong.
Yeah, because you know what? And that's another thing.
They don't even believe
that. They don't want him to be good. They don't want him to have a chance, bro.
Yeah, they don't even want him to be their quarterback.
They don't. Because right now, trade room, Deshaun Watson can't even play this season. They still talk about, is Hurts the future, or is Deshaun Watson going to be in Philly? Or, man, they just do us like that, man.
They do not want that guy. They don't want that guy to
What's
be that
What's the deal? Jalen Hurts ain't did nothing but keep his mouth shut and play ball.
They don't want him to be, because he's just not a big name.
Big name. Baker Mayfield played all right, man. I know he made the mistake at the end, but I feel like Baker Mayfield played all right in that game, man. I feel like Baker Mayfield, and you know I'm not a Baker Mayfield fan. You were high on Baker Mayfield. That's another guy.
I'm still high on Baker Mayfield.
He's not a superstar. He's not elite.
He's not that guy.
But he's working, bro. I appreciate that.
No, I'm not arguing with Baker. I just know he not did nothing in the big game.
Kansas City can play ragged and still beat you. I just don't like that team, man.
What team?
It's so explosive.
The Browns?
No, the Chiefs.
Like, the Chiefs is the Chiefs, man.
That's right, the style of play, but they beat you. They just, it's tough.
They have a Patrick Mahomes-led offense and a defense that bend but don't break. Like, they know that they're going to let, you're going to move the ball on them.
But they know they have Patrick Mahomes.
So they don't have to be perfect and gambles.
Yeah.
They don't do a lot of gambling. They just, like, make the tackle if you catch the ball, that type of stuff. And if you make a mistake, you're going to kill yourself. You can't turn the ball over on them.
Yeah. It's like they know they're going to score, man. There's no difference much about it. Okay. So, the Browns, they're going to win the North? Now, see, you were high on them a while ago. But now, it's not about the Steelers, so I'm asking you, are the Browns going to North?
Browns going to win the North.
All right, so.
They're a better team talent-wise.
Gotcha. I'm glad
than the Steelers.
I'm glad you said that, because now I know you don't believe in the Browns. I understand.
But. That don't mean they're going to win the division. Because
Baltimore going to win?
No, because of the coach, bro. Like, this is a part of it, too. It was our coach Sunday, too.
I don't know. I didn't watch the whole game.
I watched the whole game.
They were our coach in what aspect?
Just.
And Andy Reid a bad boy, though, man. That's not saying
No, I'm not saying it ain't. I'm just saying,
Andy Reid in September?
I'm saying, winning a division, talent. It's just half the battle. The coach gotta motivate you to play every week.
Yeah.
All that plays.
And that's a good thing Mike Tomlin's good about too, man. I ain't gonna lie to you about that motivation, man.
Because he's never get too high and he never get too low.
Just keeps you right there, even keel, man. Even keel. Green Bay.
Like, huh?
Green Bay looked great, didn't it?
Man, Green Bay, I don't know what to say about it. That was just a fluke game. The Saints, that was just a fluke game. I will say that. That was one of them games to where you didn't show up and you realize that you didn't show up and you know you're not winning that game.
You just go through the motion.
You just going through the motion.
Like the Titans?
No, that wasn't that type of game.
Yes, it was. Same type of game.
No.
Except we scored more points. You're right. We scored more points.
No, y'all not good.
We scored more points, man.
Y'all, and then this is what killed me with the Titans. They try to put y'all as an elite team. But
before we doing elite stuff, I swear. I'm with you on that.
Like it shouldn't be that hard to play offense if you got a 2,000-yard running back.
Here's the part where he starts trashing my team, y'all. It's a slow grind.
No, I'm saying, like, how hard is it to get an offense together behind that? And then y'all can't get the defense right. The Tennessee Titans always be known for tough defense.
And we ain't got that.
Y'all don't have it. Like, where did y'all go wrong?
Yeah. What did we change our identity state?
The only thing y'all got over there is a 6'4" cornerback. That's good. That I see.
Yeah.
And one good linebacker. Maybe two.
All right. We're going to not tear down the Titans. Moving right along. Daniel Jones up there in New York.
This is last year. He will get the Jameis Winston treatment. They're going to get rid of him because they know they don't want to pay him.
The man's still fumbling.
Yes. But that's what I'm saying.
Now, that's a fact. I've never seen nobody with the Fumbleuskis like him, man. Like, he got it.
He's not getting paid. It's over with.
Ted Two Gloves look pretty good for them.
Huh?
Ted Bridgewater looked all right for them.
Hey, he's that...
He's a lunch pail guy, ain't he?
He's that old Cadillac. He get out on that highway.
Right, good.
He lock that cruise in on about 75, 70.
Float on the cloud.
He just float.
Float on the cloud.
Hey, you drive for 2 hours... He's still there. He's mother rolling.
Ain't gave no ground losing.
Ain't no flash to him now. It's no flash to him.
But he can get you the Gulfport, okay?
He gonna get you there.
Yes, sir. Man. Oh, Miami and New England.
Oh, Miami and New England. Tua got to show me something this year.
Mac Jones, the hype, you like it?
Like Mac Jones. Okay. Solid.
He can spin that ball, man. Make good quick decisions, man.
Because they got to be. Yeah. Can't move in the pocket.
Yeah.
So they got to be quick reads. But he definitely understand that offense. He the guy he's one of the Peyton Manning type receiver, quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks, yeah.
He got a pre-snap know what's the
beat
defense
you, in. Beat you mentally.
Yeah, that's the only way. Yeah. He got to know where he going before the, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. One of those pre-snap guys.
Because his athleticism ain't going to help him.
No kind of way.
When it breaks down. Yeah. In Chicago. Last but not least, Chargers and the Bears.
Rams and the Bears.
Rams and the Bears. Why am I doing that? Rams and the Bears.
The Rams look good enough to take Chinatown.
Listen, Rams.
They look good.
But it was the Bears.
No.
That team just to me just looks like, man.
They going to be a problem.
They like the Golden State Warriors out there, man.
They look good. I definitely. And then that defense, you know, with Jalen and Donovan, bro. Ain't much else to say.
Man, ain't much else to say, man. You got a man up front like that and a man on the back end like that, man. That's tough, man.
Yeah, that's tough. Enough said. Old Stafford looked like he's going to be big. You know, he's going to be worth the hype.
Finish stealing one before he get out of here, man.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's going to get a good
gonna
shot.
He's going to be there when the smoke's out.
Yeah, going to get a good shot at it, man. Dumpster Juice Radio, we out.
Yeah.